Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That allowed me to get into the deal with investors without the extensive approval process of the lender, since the current owner would stay on the loan until we exercised our option to purchase. Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm going to do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the best ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is a show where we cut out the fluffy stuff. And because it's Friday, we're going to do a special segment called Follow Along Friday. And guess what? This week, I finished the introduction to my book that's coming out sometime within the next, we'll say 30 days, probably less. And I wanted to read it to you because it's a story. It's a story about the challenges that I was coming across whenever I first got going and how I overcame them. And, you know, this show is all about how to learn from others who have been there and or currently are doing what we want to do. And so I thought it would be relevant to share with you and give you a little sneak peek. So here's the intro chapter of my book, and it is a story that I think you're going to get a lot of value from. The carpet smelled like mildew. The walls were stained yellow, and the bed, well, I made a strategic decision not to examine that very closely because I needed my rest. Guess that's what you get when you successfully search for, literally, the cheapest hotel room in Cincinnati, Ohio. I had a couple thousand in the bank, but owed more than that. I had just gotten off a call with two investors who had previously committed to investing in my first multifamily syndication deal, but were now backing out. It left a $200,000 gap, and the closing date was only 3 weeks away. Oh yeah, my computer crashed that night too. It was the summer of 2013, and my entrepreneurial venture wasn't going as planned. Just 6 months prior, I had held a vice president position at a New York City advertising agency. In fact, I was the youngest VP at the agency, and it was a good one. I started my professional career by moving from Lubbock, Texas to New York City after I graduated from Texas Tech, and I landed a job at a prestigious ad agency on Madison Avenue, which also means I didn't make any money. And actually, when you factor in the hours, I made less than minimum wage for the amount of time that I worked. But it was a good first step, and I eventually went to another agency, Mr. Youth, now called MRY, where I stayed for 6 years and made friends for life. But over the course of my career in advertising, I realized that I wanted to take control of my most precious resource, my time. So after I was able to save enough money, I bought my first single-family house in Duncanville, Texas, even though I was living in New York City at the time. Then I bought three more until I reached the point in my advertising career where I was over it, completely and totally, utterly over the advertising career. I read a lot of books like this one and reached out to authors. I learned from them, attended conferences, and talked to people who were doing what I wanted to do. Then I left the advertising industry. I thought I would do a consulting career and also buy apartment communities with investors. Well, after spending $3,000 on a website and developer, I realized that I didn't have clients for the consulting gig, so that wasn't going to work out. I quickly pivoted and put all my attention on buying apartment communities with investors and sharing in the profits. I talked to my closest friends, some of whom had interest, so I started looking in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I chose Tulsa because I liked the market fundamentals at the time. It was fairly close to Dallas-Fort Worth, where I grew up, and I could double dip by visiting family and then driving to Tulsa to visit property. Well, turns out that the apartment owners in Tulsa also liked the market fundamentals because I couldn't find a reasonable deal there, let alone a good one for investors. Then I came across a deal in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was a big one, 168-unit apartment community. And for context, I was looking at 30-unit buildings in Tulsa. But this Cincinnati deal had promise because the seller was offering a creative structure where I could take control of the property via a master lease. That allowed me to get into the deal with investors without the extensive approval process of the lender, since the current owner would stay on the loan until we exercised our option to purchase. Plus, I could get into the deal for about $400,000 using this creative structure. I figured, if I thought I could raise $200,000 on a 30-unit deal, then I could do double that for 168-unit. Of course, I had never raised a penny before, so not quite sure where this blissful ignorance came from, but you know what? I still move forward. And that brings us back to the stinky old hotel room in Cincinnati. Now, at this point, the deal had changed, and now I had to raise over $1 million for the deal. There would be zero chance of me actually taking on the deal if I knew that going into it. But since the deal structure changed, I just rolled with it. I got the brokers to put in their commission, so that helped out a lot with the money that was needed at closing. But then I got the 1-2 punch from investors that night who had verbally committed, saying, now I needed to make up the 200K because they were out. And that was overwhelming, especially combined with my dwindling cash and my broke computer. So here's what I did. I thought to myself, what would a billionaire do? That's it. That's all I thought. What would a billionaire do? It's that simple. I will become a billionaire, so why not adopt the mentality of a billionaire now? Well, a billionaire would order an appraisal, then use that valuation as incentive to get more investors in the deal, assuming it turned out favorable. So you see, I didn't need an appraisal done because we weren't getting new financing. We were just taking over control of the property. So in order to save money up until this point, I hadn't ordered one because those things can cost a couple thousand dollars. I immediately called the appraiser and we got a valuation of $6.7 million, which was $350,000 more than the option price I had negotiated, which was $6.35 million. I then brought that appraisal back to my current investors and one of them covered the $200,000 gap that we needed to close. Oh, and I also got my computer fixed. Now, fast forward to today, I control over $21 million of real estate. I'm closing on a 155-unit apartment community in a couple weeks, and I've got, as you know, this daily real estate investing podcast, and it is the world's longest-running daily real estate investing podcast. I'm very proud of where I've come over the 3 years since I started doing real estate full-time. Now, why do I tell you this story? I tell you it because it's real. It's an actual story from an actual investor. And my friend, that's exactly what this podcast and this book is about. Actual stories from actual investors. Learning from people who are actively investing in real estate or closely connected to real estate investing. Hope you enjoy the stories from the book. Hope you enjoy the podcast episodes. And I hope you learn as much as I do from them. Best ever listeners, Matt Bowles, who was a guest on episode 289, his company, Maverick Investor Group, has a special report just for you on how to avoid the seven biggest mistakes in real estate that investors make in the 2016 boom cycle. Get yours free at maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever. That's maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever.